And sometimes our, oops, oh, I need my PowerPoint. So either Brad or Marchin, I think, have that. I even put colors in it. I figured that out.
I've got it.
Okay. And I'm going to say thank you beforehand. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And may I just say next? Okay. So nominating committee, also known as, so here, let's see where we are at. Okay. So sometimes our committee is called the NOMCOM, which is an abbreviation for nominating committee because it saves us five syllables. So NOMCOM and nominating committee are one and the same. So I go back and forth. So if you're like me, when I was a new delegate, let's see, we should be on, let's see, on the first one. You go back to back one, please, Brad. Thanks. If you're like me, when I was a new delegate, I was confused about who the nominating committee was and what they did exactly. And I didn't understand what the ratification process was all about. So during this 15 minutes, I'm hoping my goal is to give you a better understanding of who we are and what we do. I'll share the qualifications of the board and our vetting process for nominating candidates for the Board of Trustees. And I'm going to do my best so that there's time left for you to ask questions. Okay, next, please. Okay. So at the 2017 ABC, a motion was passed by the conference to establish the nominating committee. And the purpose was to identify and vet ACA members whose skills, experience, wisdom, and program knowledge support their ability to be trustees. Specific qualifications were developed and posted in the OPPM. And these qualifications guide our vetting process. And again, to save time for questions, I'm going to abbreviate the qualifications and the nominating process just to their essence. So next slide, please. Okay, so the qualifications are at least 5 years of attendance at ACA meetings. Number two, the service component. Want 1 year or more on a WSO committee, which we've been asking for, right? And, or that could be shortened to 6 months if the person has been active in an intergroup or a region for at least 1 year. And three, attendance at least 6 of 12 monthly WSO teleconferences. Next, please. Number four is a working knowledge of the AC steps, traditions, and concepts of service. Number five, they can't hold a similar position in another 12-step fellowship. Number six, that they've shown that they have skills in working in a group setting and completing projects. Next, please. And number seven is ability to donate 10 to 15 hours weekly, more or less, kind of depending on what their skills are. And right now, I just have to tell you, they're all on double overtime. So thank you, board. But pretty much they work, you know, they need that time to be in board meetings, committee work, communications, and teleconferences, and then all the things that they do between. So, and number eight is they must be willing to sign the commitment to service and the board's conflict of interest statement. Okay, next, please. Okay. And at the bottom, if you look at the OPPM at the bottom, it says there's an exception. And I wanted to clarify something. We can, exceptions can be made for years in ACA and number of teleconferences if the other qualifications are met. But there is never an exception for good recovery or lack of emotional sobriety. Next, please. And let's see. And so someone asked me once, well, how can you tell if someone has good recovery or emotional sobriety? Well, of course, we can't look into anyone's mind or know what they're thinking or feeling, but we can see how they show up in their actions and reactions. So are they able to disagree without being, and I'm sorry, I'm going to say, and in a courteous way? Are they constructive and provide solutions? Are they kind and respectful? Are they able to accept and support the outcome of a group conscience when it doesn't go as they had wished? And do they make amends with changed behavior? And let's see, next. Oops. Oh, and what I was going to say, I lost my place on it. So now the nominating process, again, I'm shortening it so I can get through this and give you time. So the nominating process is a confidential process. Confidentiality is essential for the integrity of our process and for the safety of those who apply. So nobody outside of the nominating committee knows who has submitted an application, and this includes our board liaison. Although our board liaison attends our meetings, they are not part of our process. We do not discuss the candidate in front of them, and in fact, when we do need time, we schedule it so, you know, we talk first and we invite in our liaison later, but they are never part. It is confidential, and that's really important for everybody to know. Next, please. Oh, I'm sorry. Back up one. Oh, you know what? I love that I'm to the point where I'm okay with making mistakes. I am human. Okay. So the first step, and this is important, first step is an applicant absolutely has to submit an application. And number two, we review the application to see if the applicant is ready to move into the vetting process. Okay, now next. Thank you for. And number three is we thoroughly vet the applicant to see if they have the qualifications to be effective board members with good recovery and emotional sobriety. And we do this through interviews with the candidate. There are at least three of their references and others who know them through service, and also through our observations of them through their interactions at teleconferences, at ABCs and the quarterly business meetings, and how they show up on Slack and chats. Okay, now next, please. Okay, and then number four, we nominate the qualified candidates to the Board of Trustees. And on number five, then the board reviews the qualifications. They do meet with the candidates with us in together, and they also must accept the candidate for them to be trustees. And then number six, this is where we are today. The delegates vote to ratify the new board member and all other board members on a yearly basis. And let's see, what was I going to say? Who knows? Okay. So this year, we provided more information to the fellowship about the goal. And in the delegate binder, we provided a WSO bio for each of our trustees. We also provided in Slack ways that you could familiarize yourself with the board, their responsibilities as posted in the OPPM and the ACA bylaws, as well as we introduce you to our NomCom website. And we've also started a new series called Spotlight on the Board to provide a deeper look into each board member's experience on the board and how it's enriched their recovery. And I hope you've had an opportunity to review some of these. And we've also developed a Concerns for Board Fitness process, which was posted in Slack and on our website on April 10th. And to date, we have not received any concerns about any of our trustees by any members. Next, please. Okay, here's what I really need everyone to understand. ACA is a nonprofit organization and has a specific legal status. ACA cannot function or exist without a board of trustees. They are essential unpaid volunteers who have a fiduciary duty to ACA. They must abide by the nonprofit statutes in the state of California, the AC bylaws, the OPPM, and apply principles before personalities when making decisions. Okay, next, please. Okay, so today we will be voting to ratify 5 members to continue service. Last year at this time, we had 9, and we need more trustees to do the essential work for our fellowship. If you're thinking about board service now or in the future, please consider contacting us, and we're more than happy to answer your questions about how you can prepare for board service. And we'll increase, the diversity of the board. We send a special invitation to our members from BIPOC and the LGBTQ+ communities to apply. Please feel free to reach out to us with any questions. And I'll put the information in chat. Well, I guess I can't. Maybe somebody else will do that for me. And let's see. As adult children, having one, and this is something you guys can do. Everyone here can do this. As adult children, having someone tell us that they see our growth and our potential often gives us the courage to step into service at a higher level. This is a service everyone here can do. So if you know someone who would make a good board member, please encourage them to apply. And every board member here today has been encouraged by fellow travelers. So very quickly, NomCom also needs more members, and the qualifications and vetting process are essentially the same, except our time commitment is much less. So hopefully you have a better understanding of who NomCom is, the qualifications for the board membership, our process of vetting, and the cast. So, how much time do we have? How am I doing?
It's time.
Denise, I want you to clarify one thing that you said in there, which it sounded like it was kind of misstated, because the board doesn't have any, we can't reject a candidate. It sounded like you were saying that we get to approve them. We don't do that. Okay, just clarify that.
Actually, you do. That is part of the process. And the thing is, I couldn't figure out. If you go to the OPPM and or on our website, we have the chart. I mean, there's all kinds of, the board can, okay, I'll just explain it here. The board can say, no, we don't think this person qualifies or this for whatever reason. They have to submit in writing to us, we don't think they qualify for these reasons. In the same way, when we that's how we nominate, and then we have to vet that. It's like, okay, is there validity? So there is a big process there, but we'll use up all of our time, and I'm more, I guess so. So yes, they can. There's a process for that. That's typically not what happens.
But ultimately, it's the NomCom that does the approving.
No, we nominate. You know,
can you let Charlie go, because this is one of his points?
Okay.
Yeah, I helped draft the original motion. Denise mentioned there's like 8 criteria that candidates are supposed to meet. The board. One of the reasons we passed this was the board would not be playing the central role of picking candidates. All we can do is say, we think, and this has never happened, all we can do though is say, we think they have failed to meet a specific criterion. Can you do more investigation? And even in the end, if we never do agree with the candidate, it still is submitted to the ABC for the final choice. So there's no place in the process where we can say, ixnay, that person doesn't belong. We just simply have a chance to register an objection at one point, and we have to limit it to specific criteria.
Thank you, Charlie. That makes it a lot more clear. So let's see, I guess we're open. How much time do we have for question answer now?
Not that much. Well, maybe a couple of them.
Okay, Josh.
Nobody else wants to go first?
And no, but there's no other hands. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. What? How about Ruby goes first?
We are a little bit over time, so let's speak for 1 minute each and we move further to delegate ratifications.
Okay, so, but are we okay for Ruby to go first?
Sure. Go ahead, Ruby.
My question is quick. I wanted to know, in the off chance that it happened where a candidate failed, could you give maybe two examples of that specific criterion that would merit an objection to the acceptance of that candidate?
Sure. So kind of that second step, it's like the application, then we review. We can look at the application and go, oh, they really don't have enough service yet. They need more experience either in a region, internet, or in a WSO. That's a real easy one. Mm-hmm. But after vetting them, and maybe after some things that their reference say to us, that we have concerns that they'd be successful being on the Board of Trustees. So we might send, then we would meet with them and say, here's some areas that we want you to focus on, that we see that you're not quite ready. But why don't you work on these and then come back to us? And that is something that we do. And in fact, we do that with even the Board of Trustees that we nominate. We all always give them I'm really nervous, and so I have trouble finding terms, ways that they can grow. Opportunities for growth, that's what I was trying to get up. So really, you know, I mean, all of this is an opportunity to grow. This, what I'm doing right now, is an opportunity for you to grow, right? So if somebody is not quite ready, it's not, forget it. It's like we tell them, you know, the opportunity to grow. Thank you. I hope I'm making sense. Okay.
I will call on Tracy and we'll move to delegate ratifications. Sorry to other delegates.
Trey, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Trey in North Carolina, representing TEL0395, and grateful to be here. And thank you, Denise, for that explanation. But as I was listening to you, a question came to mind. The requirements to become a trustee are based on what document, what guidance, because I know earlier we discussed a charter. Mm-hmm. And we're working on a charter, our charter is being developed. Would the requirements, the skills, the knowledge, the abilities needed to be a trustee be placed in that charter? Or is there some type of guidance or document that says, here's what you need to become trustee? Thank you, I pass.
The qualification, when they decided to establish the nominating committee, at the same time, it's like we're establishing this to know, and here are the qualifications that were determined by the group. And I wasn't there. I wasn't a part of that. But so it's in the OPPM, which guides everything we do. So that is our guide. I hope that makes sense. And you know what, they're reasonable. I think they're appropriate given the level of responsibility, you know, that our board members have. And again, you know, we can make exceptions on, you know, sometimes on those two, you know, some people have really good recovery in less than 5 years. It's like, well, come to us. Thank you. Okay, so is this finished?
Yes, let's move. Okay. Josh, you're loved, but let's move to the ratification process, because even for me, the sun has set already. So everything is set for our board ratification process. which means we have four trustees that need to be reconfirmed. And so we will give 3 minutes to each one of them, and then 20 minutes for Q&A.
Right.
And I'm not sure. Do I do this alphabetically? But
I'm still on.
So you're good to go then. Sorry.
Yeah, I just need my PowerPoint number 15 up.
Oh, sorry, that's me. Okay.
Am I talking too quick? I'm trying to go as
you're good for me.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and get started, but PowerPoint 15 once you find it. So I'm still Denise. I'm still the NOMCOM chair, and I specifically requested to facilitate the board ratification this year. And based on the comments from a number of delegates after last year's ABC, there was concern that an overly confrontive ratification process might keep delegates from applying. And for the first time ever, we received absolutely no applications for board, none. And we typically receive at least two and have had as many as five since we started in 2017. And this is not sustainable for our fellowship. So it was clear that we needed a different approach. So with collaboration with others, we've attempted to create a balanced environment where necessary questions can be asked, but the tone is respectful. And we're committed to a ratification process that is emotionally safe and respectful to our board and for each of the delegates and observers here today. And we need delegates to consider doing service at the board level and for this ratification process not to keep anyone from service. So this new process that I'm about to review is combined with our invitation to the delegates to submit significant concerns about any trustees' qualifications through the concerns for fitness input. And that process has given ample means to identify any concerns about board members' fitness to serve while avoiding direct confrontation during this time. Okay, so I am ready for, okay, let's see, day one. Oh, yes. Alrighty. So here we are, day one. So as the nominating chair, I'm facilitating. And two, each board member will have up to 3 minutes to do their service. Next, please. So I will lead 20-minute question and answer. And this will be just like any other question answer session, except this year, the delegates will be submitting in writing using the chat function to Denise R. Chair NOMCOM. These will be our steps. A, the delegates will be asked to raise their virtual hand if they want to submit a question. B, a delegate must be called on to submit a question. C, questions should be neutral, business-like, and designed to elicit information, bearing in mind to place principles before personalities. And D, I will read each question aloud, and one or more of the trustees may answer. Next, please. If a question may violate the stated ground rules or traditions, I may refer the question to the parliamentarian. And number four, directions for voting will be done at the end of the day. And next, please. Oh, I got myself confused. So that's what we're doing today. And just real quickly, day two, we'll go over the results of the voting. Number two, minority opinions will be stated to the delegates. And then you'll be asked if it changes anybody's vote. I'm rushing. I'm sorry. Number three. Any candidate who's named in a minority opinion will have up to 2 minutes to comment. Okay, next, please. And four, delegates will be asked if the minority opinion changed anyone's vote by a show of hands. And then if less than 40% of participating delegates oppose a candidate's ratification, then the vote stands. And then the results on the online voting will be final. Okay. So, next page, please. So, next, please. So, before we proceed, I just need to say some things about our current board. But for the first time ever, every single one of our trustees were vetted by the nominating committee and found to have qualifications on the board. I'm not saying that they're perfect people, because they're human, just like you and I. They are all adult children, just like everyone that's here today. They have worked their recovery and continue to work their program. They're giving significant unpaid time, invaluable service for our fellowship. And they're giving service from a place of love, and it shows. So now we'll give each board member up to 3 minutes to share, and we will start. We'll go in this order: Brad, Dove, and then Frederick. So, Brad, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. I'm an adult child. My name is Brad. I am a retired public administrator. I've had a career of 45 years in city, state, and county government. And if you count military, I guess I touched all, even the federal government. I was a police officer for 20 years in Oklahoma City, retired from that, and became, worked in another position in the city for a while, and eventually became the budget director for the city of Oklahoma City. And later went to work at the state of Oklahoma, where I was the deputy director for the department that was responsible for all the state buildings and for various services that the state provided to other state agencies. And at one point I served as the director of purchasing for the state of Oklahoma. I then went on to serve in the deputy director capacity for the state of Oklahoma employees, public employees retirement system, and then served as the administrator for the Board of County Commissioners for Oklahoma County. So those are my professional credentials. I have been in ACA. I've just recently celebrated my 6th year in recovery in ACA. Thank you. I also have 36 years of recovery in Alcoholics Anonymous, and nine years as a member of Al-Anon. So I'm well familiar with the 12-step organizations. My desire to serve as a volunteer for WSO began when A study group, Yellow Book study group that I was leading, included someone with a visual impairment. And I approached WSO with a proposal to produce a large print version of the Yellow Workbook. That got me involved with the literature committee, and I was asked to take over the chair position for the Comline blog, which was being developed as a successor to the Comline newsletter, with the help of many committee members, we successfully launched the Comline blog last February, and it has been pretty successful in terms of publishing articles and other material submitted by ACA members. Since then, I've also become involved with the finance committee, since I have a financial background.
And time.
Thank you, Brad. Okay, our next board member will be Dove. Hi. My last read. Raise my hand. Raise my hand. Oh, there. Is that what you want?
Yes. So you're okay. Right.
Okay. my last paid work was in the mental health field. Before that, I had done several things, self-empowerment workshops, presenter. I did work in the medical field as a nursing conference coordinator, putting on very large conferences. And providing nursing CEUs a verification of their CEUs so they could continue their licensing. I was a complete and total wreck and found ACA. I've been an Al-Anon member for over 50 years. But finding ACA is where I actually began to realize that I was going to continue living. The service at ACA at WSO has just this year, because this is my first year as a trustee, it has been an incredible gift for me. Service positions in my home ACA meetings were an absolute joy and led me to a recovery that I hoped for, but truthfully, I didn't know I would really have possible. But when I came into WSO service by being a member of just one committee, my personal recovery went to another level. Then applying to become a trustee was a huge step for me. There have been challenges, not gonna lie, and there have been admittedly some stumbles, and it was humbling. And I appreciate that so many of you have helped me grow in my recovery. My goal for the future is to continue developing and building the relationship between the fellowship and WSO, especially related to the health and safety for all volunteers within our WSO service. That is and has been from the beginning my major area of interest. And with that, I'll pass.
Frederick.
Go ahead, Frederick.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't unmute myself. So. Okay. My name is Frederick, and I'm a grateful old child. And I live in Sweden, in the south part of Sweden. I am now the chair of the European Committee and also the board treasurer and the chair for the Finance Committee. And that's until Monday, when I will resign as the treasurer after about 18 months. I'm looking forward to new areas to do service in. I work with marketing and business development for a medium-sized company, private, and I really love my job. I have been a trustee since 2020, almost 3 years now. I joined ACA 7 years ago. And in addition to that, I also have a long time in both AA and NA, where I have done service in both of those fellowships. I also have done service in ACA since I started attending meetings almost. I joined the Swedish intergroup very early on in ACA. And I also have been the chair for the Swedish host committee for AWC and ABC in Malmö 2019, which was both exhausting and wonderful. But I would have to say that if I was asked again, I would have done it again, without a doubt. And after the AWC in Malmö, I became involved in the European Committee. And I will also step down as the chair for the European Committee on Monday, because then I have been the chair for that for 3 years. But I will stay in the committee because I think unity worldwide is so important. We have differences, but we are in ACA by the same reason, every one of us. Since I got on the board, I have learned very much, both of myself, but also about differences. And I get new perspective all the time by listening to you as delegate and different members from all over the world. And for me, I really get to work the program when I do service. I also am a person that often welcome problems, because then I have to work on a solution, and I really like that. Doing service is also rewarding for me, because I think that I should, and I want to get reminded that doing service is to think and have as a goal what is best for ACA, not me. So I would be honored to be ratified. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Frederick. And please forgive me, Dove and Brad. Thank you, too. I got flustered. Okay, our next board member is Sue V.
Thank you so much, Denise. Hello, I am Sue V, grateful and hopeful adult child from Toronto, Canada. And I am going into my 13th year for ACA, and I will be and am eternally grateful. My life has completely changed. It hasn't been easy, it's been painful, but it has been so healing. And I did know a little bit about 12 steps when I came in, because I was an Alateener, as I call myself. And myself and my brothers and sisters went to Alateen for a number of years, which was very helpful. And I then went on to more counseling. But it was only when my children, my physical children, started to become teenagers that everything exploded inside of me. And it didn't make sense until I came into ACA, and then it made a whole lot of sense. And I'm so grateful. I started doing service in my second year. And at first I was hesitant because I was a workaholic, still can be a little bit, but not much better. But I would say I was a workaholic, and I was so concerned about relapsing. And so what I did is I do what calls my heart, and I did a little bit at a time over the years. I did service at my meeting group, service at my inner group. We had a call from somebody in WSO in 2016 to my inner group. They wanted to talk to us. And at first we said, oh my God, what have we done wrong? And they wanted to talk to us about what we were doing right. And typical adult child we were. And so we had a chat, and we volunteered our inner group to co-host the 2018 annual business conference and annual world conference in Toronto. It was a lot of work. We had a team of people. I got a lot of healing. I said I probably got 10 years of healing in that one event. It was beautiful. And in 2019, Carol, actually, from California, asked me, would I consider becoming a global chair of the new Global Members Committee? And I thought, I'm not sure I'm the right person. But we continued to have a conversation, and I agreed. And I met so many beautiful friends around the world. And that was my first formal world service piece, and in 2019. And since then, it's been the publishing committee. It's been going on the board in 2021. And I've been thinking about it for years, but didn't. And so it was Global, actually, that said, Sue, please, 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 can you think about joining the board? And so I did. And I have been working with my fellow board members. I am passionate about carrying the ACA message to every adult child and inner child around the world in all their languages and all the forms. And for me, when I hear, oh, we've sold 60,000 books, I don't hear money. I hear, oh my heavens, we have reached 60,000 adult children with inner children, and my heart overflows. Some people have talked about their professional background. I'm going to run out of time with my professional background, but I would just say briefly, for if I can have 30 seconds, is that I believe we're all equal in ACA no matter what we do, whether we're retired or we're working, whether or not we're not working, we're on disability leaves. But if you need to know, you can ask me a question about it, but I am a certified ombudsman and a chartered mediator. I deal with conflict in and out all the time across all industries. So I am proud and pleased to be able to offer my heart and whatever skills I might have to help grow this fellowship. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Sue. And last but not least, we have Tamara. Tamara, would you please raise your hand? Wherever you are. There she is. Okay. I think it looks like she needs to be unmuted.
Here I am. It's harder on the phone. I'm like, where are the buttons? Thank you, everyone. I'm Tamara. I'm an adult child. I am in my 10th year. I was so excited. I was like, 10 years have passed. Wow, that's great. In 2012, I joined my first meeting and I started working as the secretary to the Minnesota Intergroup about 3 months later, which might have been a little soon. But then in 2017, I was elected the chair. And by then we had organized and gotten our infrastructure into place. So I was able to start doing the outreach part that I really wanted to do. So we, within, well, 3 years that I was on the chair, we started three programs, speaker meetings, Yellow Book, and picnics and parties. So we do the birthday party. Then in 2018, I served as a delegate, and I didn't know really what the board was before that. So then I was exposed to the board, and I was really interested in that. So I started volunteering at the WSO level. First, I want to say how disappointed I was to find out that I couldn't attend the whole of this ABC. I love being here because this is where we hear from you, the delegates of the fellowship, what is important to you and what you want to see from our program in the future. I was unable to attend this year because I was out on a leave of absence due to a health issue, which is now completely resolved, so no need to worry. Good. When I returned, I learned that the date of the ABC had moved to a time that I had already booked plans for, so that's why I'm here now, but I'm in and out. So, but I'll be here tomorrow again for part of it. I'm grateful to the program, the founders, those who've gone before me, and those who will come after me. I wrote this on paper because I get nervous. I'm often more peaceful than not peaceful, more stable than unstable, and I owe that to my 10 years in the program. I have been in service since the beginning, and that too adds to my peace and stability. It has taught me that balance between self-care and giving up into others is so important. Sorry. All right, so my 2 years on the board has shown me in even greater ways that compassion and empathy can walk hand in hand with passion and drive. I'm excited to continue working with delegates, volunteers, staff members, and trustees. So we talked about what we do for a profession. I'm a project manager by profession. I've been doing it for 23 years now, and my passion is project management. So in the coming year, I want to focus on giving structure to the initiatives that we've been working and that we will be working on in the future, and create transparency where we can have a list of all the projects that we're working, what their status is, and all the things that have been submitted. So just, I think it'll make it more efficient and easier for all of us, and it'll make it a better space, right, for all of us to work. So I have to start that. Okay. And I just wanted to say that I know Fred had talked about this earlier, but also the balance between how much time we spend working on WSO and how much time we spend in our personal life is important to me. So I'm going to work on that with Frederick and the others so that we can make a place where it's inviting to come to the ward and not overwhelming. So, and it's getting better already. We've got a lot of things in place. So anyway, I would love to be ratified too. Thank you.
Thanks, Tamara. Okay, well, if I can have my PowerPoint up, we're ready to go to our question and answer. So just a reminder, we're going to raise your virtual hand to submit a question. Once I call on you, then you'll send it to chat. Denise R., Chair NomCom. And I think that has been, am I in there? I hope I'm in there.
Yes, NomCom chair, not the chair of NomCom.
Oh, here I am.
Denise? On the, at the front.
Oh, I'm looking. Where are they going to send? I'm not seeing myself in the.
You can raise your hand and be in front of the queue.
Right, but nobody can send a. We need to make it so people can send a chat to me or send it to. Okay, I'm a co-host. So what does it look like? Does it say Denise R. NomCom chair?
Yes.
I guess I just can't see it. I just want to make sure everybody else can see it. Okay, never mind. So firsthand, I see is Liba. So Liba, will you send me your question, please? Okay, I have not received anything from Liba. I'm going to give you a few. Tell you what, I'm going to go on to Amber D. And then Liba, if you can go ahead and send me. Oh, okay. There's Amber's. Okay.
I would just suggest for the easier process, just a suggestion. For those who raise hands, perhaps up to four to not overload Denise, write your questions simultaneously to save time. And, yeah, and we will see to read them.
Okay, so Amber says, for me, examination of the social systems I was raised in that impact how I interact with the world and how the world sees me, including examinations of my privilege and anti-racism work, is an important part of my recovery. I'm interested to hear how these trustees incorporate that work into their personal recovery and service work. Thank you, Amber. Okay, I will put that out to our trustees. Oh, and I'm going to say to fellowship, if there was a specific trustee you wanted to hear from, make sure you put their name at the beginning of your... Who'd like to take that?
I would just respond. I don't have the formal answer for the board, but I live in Minneapolis where George Floyd was killed. And that had such, I mean, that and all that happened around there had such an impact on me. And I've been studying these things that you talk about, Amber, in depth since then. And I really am bringing that. I'm trying to bring that work to the board because it's important. And I keep it in my mind all the time.
And Denise, I have my hand up. It's Sue.
Go ahead, Sue. Actually,
or no, I can wait.
No, I can't see because all I see is the delegates with their hands up. And just a reminder, delegates, please don't send me anything unless I call on you. Because we're taking them one at a time. Otherwise, I'm just going to get confused. So, yeah, I can't see. Go ahead, Sue.
Thank you. I think it's a great question, Amber. And for me, it's one that I have been thoughtfully doing for, I don't know, maybe 40 years now. So in Canada, one of the major corporations, I was a senior manager there, and we did extensive diversity training. And at the time, pretty innovative training from Trevor Wilson, actually, who is a man of color. And it was life-changing for me. And it's further deepened. And I always am asking, who's not in the room? If we're looking at things and we're talking about stuff, who's not in this room? Who needs to be in this room? Is there a question that's not being asked because they're not here? And how do we connect with them? So it's something that I am always present and aware of, as well as to my impact. And I'll give you an example. When I went into Global Members, dealing with many cultures across the world, I knew I didn't, I have this thing. I don't know what I don't know. And I humbly asked them to help me if I accidentally, because that's all it would ever be, if I accidentally said or did something that was upsetting, hopefully not too offensive, but if it was upsetting, please let me know, because I want to know, I want to learn, and I can't change unless I know. And they were very gracious and very helpful for me. And boy, did I hear a few things. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Sue. And I'm just going to ask, would you please just take the question? I think everybody knows who to send the questions to. And then so I can see everybody, I just can't. There we go. That way I'll know if a trustee. So Liba, you were next. Can you send your question to me, Liba? Okay, I think Levis not able to do that. So Catherine, go ahead and send me your question, please. Maybe someone in can help Leva submit a question in IT. But go ahead, Catherine. Okay, I see it. Catherine says, I'd like to give a shout out to Bradford H. He leads my home group, and I'm representing today. Welcome, Kathy, Catherine. Brad, did you want to respond?
Thank you, Catherine. The check's in the mail.
Okay. So you know what, for Liba, I'm just going to say send it whenever you can, or I will be looking for someone in IT to send it for you. And I will take Adelina next. Okay. Adelina from IG558, and please forgive me for forgetting to say your group numbers. She says, I would like to ask Sue about the impact of the workload and their relationship with the ACA members on the board members' health and safety, specifically the risk of burnout. Many thanks and appreciation for all our trustees.
Thank you, Catherine. And that was a great question. And I would say it was one of the reasons why I waited so long before I joined the board because people were asking me in 2017 and 2018, and I was very concerned. And when I got onto the board, my fears were realized, heavy, heavy workload. And so I believe in balance. I believe in practicing ACA recovery. And so I've been working with the board members for the past 2 years that I've been on that. On the board to find a way to lighten the workload, to delegate more down. And we need principles and processes to do that as per the concepts, to bring more fun and play. We actually, at the beginning of every board meeting, do celebrations and check-in. So what are you celebrating? And just cheering everyone on. We are also looking at restructuring inside the board.
Time.
Thank you. I'll just finish quickly. We're looking at restructuring the board, finding a different way so that we can attract diverse members around the world to join the board with a lighter workload, a service workload. And I believe we'll find the answers, but we are on that journey right now so that more can join at a with a lighter workload and that our workload lightens too. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. And I finally found Liva's message, her question. She's from TEL 0341. And Liva says, would you be willing to give your seat and support a candidate that would increase the diversity of the board to include diversity in race, culture, sexual orientation? Do you feel an all-white board can meet the needs of a diverse global community?
Does anyone else want to take that? Because I can take that, but I'd like to give other board members a chance. Frederick, you haven't spoken, and then maybe Brad quickly. Go ahead.
I could say that I would be glad to open up my place for that, but I wanted to stay and bring more in because we need more board members. And for me, it's really important to bring in diversity because it means so much. As it is now, I'm the only one outside of North America. That's also diversity, to have different voices from all over the world. So it's really important. But I'm not doing this. I'm doing this to give them back to the fellowship. So I would be glad to leave my place if it was like only five places in the board. Thank you.
Thank you. Bradford, and then we'll have to move on to the next question.
Can I say a little bit too soon at some point? Just okay. A quick one.
All right. Bradford?
The answer is yes. I would give my position up in a New York minute if someone else wants to serve in my place. However, I will remind you that the bylaws say that we can have up to 20 board members, and right now there are only 5. So I would like to continue to serve and see us add many more people to the board. Thank you.
Thank you. And Tamara.
Well, first of all, exactly what they said, but my first response was a swear word, so I'll tame it down. I'm like, heck yes, I would open my position, but we have 20 positions. And no, we can't. 5 white people cannot do that alone. We need more people.
Thanks. And ditto everything, but I would just say agreed. We cannot operate this board as a white board or even similar cultures, anything. We have to have diverse work voices here, and we're trying to build to that, and there's plenty of room for everyone. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you. And I just want to say, we just need people to apply. That's the process. So apply, and that's how it's happened. That's the first step. So our next hand up is Karen. So I'm ready for your question. There we go. Karen is from Web 1019, and she says, I would like to ask each trustee standing for ratification today to give a brief outline of your long-term vision for the relationship between WSO and the Conference of Delegates. So whoever wants to take that first, I don't know, board members, if you want to raise your hand.
I'll start and just say a little bit. I mean, and I don't know that I speak for the whole board, but what we've been talking about is we need to have more transparency, but we also need to like build that relationship and just have everybody involved in this, more people involved, and have it more fun and more wonderful to do the work. So it's not structure really, but we do want to put structure in place. We do want to do this project management that I'm talking about. We want to make it easy for people to see what there is to offer and do the work with us and make this a greater place.
Thank you, Tamara. And I know we're mindful of time because we have a lot of hands and I don't want to have everybody time out. So can all board members just say maybe one or two words? And then because the question was for all of board members. So can I call Bradford first and then Frederick?
Okay. I support a strong partnership between WSO board and the conference.
Thank you, Bradford. Frederick?
I agree. That's the best for the whole fellowship. So I support it. I think the best for the whole fellowship. Thank you.
Duff?
I see this as a completely equal working relationship. There's not a them and us, there's an us. And so building the relationship of trust between, you know, we need the fellowship needs us. And so I'm not sure how much more can be said about that. Thanks.
Thanks, Doug. I'll end with, I believe that we're at a pivotal moment in our history as a world service, and that we need everybody on deck to help. Everybody's got a unique piece here, unique voices. All are welcomed, even when we respectfully disagree about things. Better to have the voices heard in the room from all around so we can have collective wisdom. I believe in the collective wisdom of our fellowship through tradition two, group conscience. And I'll end with, I often feel, and I've said this, I often feel like we're building this big galactic spaceship and we're flying it at the same time. And what happens is things go flying sometimes, policies and procedures and things. But you betcha, we're on it. And you'll see tomorrow when we talk about policies. We're trying to get it all together to build this foundation and work in partnership with everyone. So be part of the solution with us. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Sue. Listen,
4 minutes left.
Okay. Tonda, go ahead and send me your... Okay, Tonda is from New York, 070. She says, I'm a little uneasy, frightened at the idea of a trustee who has a policeman, who was a policeman for many years. Could Brad perhaps say something about how this should not be a concern?
I'd be glad to. When I was a rookie cop, I believed everyone who broke the law needed to go to jail. But in 20 years of service, I learned a lot different from that. And ACA has helped me recognize that all of those people, even the ones who are the most serious and violent offenders, are in fact damaged adult children. And they deserve compassion, not necessarily mercy, but they deserve understanding. And that applies to even the worst of them. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad. Okay, I'm going to call on Pam. Go ahead and send me your question, Pam IG76. Okay, I'm not seeing it yet. Pam, could you maybe I'll tell you what, I think I'm not seeing anything. If it pops up, I'm going to take the next person, Marion, ZAF008. Go ahead and send me your question, Marion. I'm not seeing. I'm not sure.
I'm looking at the camera of Marion, and maybe she's typing all the time. I don't know. But,
Marion, could you give us a thumbs up? Did you send it, Marion? I can see you. Okay, maybe she's working. Okay, I heard. Oh, I think she's typing it. And Pam, if you're there, go ahead and send it. I guess these are the things that happen. Okay.
You're out of time for this section, so maybe just one of them.
Okay. Patty, go ahead. Oh, never mind. Never mind. Here came, let's see. Did it? Okay, Marion's came. So, Patty, I'm sorry, but thank you for being so quick. Okay, so Marion from South Africa, she says, more a comment. I am so grateful for those board members who have stepped up. But I also get frustrated by those who are critical of the board, but not willing to do that service themselves. Diversity and inclusion are important, but that does not get solved by criticism, but rather by willing and solution-focused service. I want to honor all those board members who I have been privileged to work on committees with, and am so grateful to know them, or so grateful for them. Thank you, Marion. And I'll open that up to any board member who wants to comment. Okay. And that was our totally our time, and I guess it was a comment. So
actually there's a discussion between chairs to have this section extended for
good.
For I don't know, we haven't decided.
Okay, like, you say 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
15 to 20, let's try 15 minutes.
Okay.
To have everyone who is now writing have their questions answered. And
yes, have your questions ready. And so, let's see, Marion. So, did any of the board members want to respond to Marion?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thanks.
I think all of us realize that taking a role as visible as board trustee comes with some criticism. What I am disappointed to find is some people questioning the motives of the board as if we don't act in good faith. We may make mistakes, but we are doing the best we can to act in good faith. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. Any other board members want to comment?
I would like to for a second. It's Suvi. Absolutely. You know, if you're going to come onto this board, you're only going to come onto this board because ACA has made all the difference in your world and that you want to help this fellowship grow and be healthy and sustainable in the years ahead. You give many, many personal hours, and we've already talked about too many personal hours. And so no one is here trying to make mistakes or cause problems. We just ask that you assume, give us the benefit of the doubt. And if you don't understand, ask us, be curious, ask us. We'll tell you some background if we can. Sometimes, rarely, there's a confidentiality piece with fiduciary duty, and we'll explain that too. But we're here to serve. And we're only loaned here because we'll only be here for a few years or 1 year. We're only here for a period of time. We're only loaned. And my thought is we're helping in partnership to build the WSO fellowship of the future years ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Okay. If all the board members have commented, then I will go to the next one. And Pam's question did come in. So Pam from IG76 says, I wanted to say I like the inclusion of professional background due to the $1 million plus income and the fiduciary, corporate, and legal requirements of the board. Anyone want to comment? Who wants to take that?
Frederick, do you want to take that this time? Or Tamara? I can take it, but I don't want to be the one talking. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. I am a member and of ACA, just like anyone else. And I think we are all equal members. So, yeah, that's how I see it. The short answer. Thank you.
Hey, Frederick.
Thanks.
And if any other board members want to answer that piece, I would just finish with, I do this because of my heart, and I gift you the skills that I might have in other areas. With that, I'll pass.
Thanks, Sue. Okay. And actually, board members, if you'd raise your hand, then I know I can call on you and make sure if you do want to say something so I can be as efficient as possible. Okay, and Patty, you've been so patient. Thank you. Okay, so Patty and Web 0384 says, if you have not done personal and or 12-step work around anti-racism, what personal work are you willing to commit to doing in order to educate yourself about and recover from the effects of racism and living in a racist society on yourself? So if board members, if you raise your hand, then I'll know who wants to speak next. Oh, Suvi, go ahead.
Tamara had her hand up first, so I'll go after Tamara.
No, I'm sorry. I just raised it because, I thought Denise meant just keep it raised. I don't have.
Okay. It is a number one priority on the board. We're looking at training, and diversity is the first. We're also in consultation with other 12-step world fellowships about diversity. And so there's a part where it'll be self-education. I personally have read the White Fragility books. I have a lot of diversity materials that I have used over the years, so I've started to pull them out and getting some updated ones as well. So part of it's personal. The other part of it is you sometimes don't know you have systemic barriers. And so we're looking at diversity training on the board. We'll look at other strategic things to look at any systemic things that are getting in the way. And we are going to talk about diversity tomorrow. I don't want to take up the time today, but it is on the agenda under policies. And I thank you for that question. It's a great one. Oh, I will just end with this one thing, if I may. My biggest teacher was my four-year-old child. And when she was growing up, we live in a very multicultural world. And someone I knew, I won't name, but someone I knew made a comment. And my little four-year-old girl said from her child's little seat, said to this person, "You can't say that. My best friend is a person of color. My best friend is Black. You can't say that." And so at 4 years old, she stood up when I was in a room with other people. And she continues to teach me. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Okay. I don't see. Oh, okay. I see Brad. Brad, go ahead.
Just briefly, I would note that no one is born racist. We learn that just like we learn a lot of things that conceal our true self. So working my program and uncovering all of the things that I've put on that hide my true self is one of my solutions to dealing with my own tendencies to classify people instead of embrace them as equals.
Thank you, Brad. Okay. Our next person is Ruby, Web 1061. So Ruby, go ahead and send me your question. And I'm getting several people messaging me, and I really can't focus on this and answer your question. So, I just need to focus here. Hey, what, Ruby? I'm going to go take the next person, but as soon as you can get your question submitted, I'll be watching for it and I'll get you next. So, I can't. Okay, can you send it? You sent it? Okay, I am going to have to, that's why we ask them for it. Maybe you could send it again. I'm not seeing it. It should be last. That's why we're doing it in order. Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Did you send it to Denise at NomCom?
Yeah, and we can't hear you. Or send it to any like point of order or IT, and they can get it to me.
You can send it to me, Ruby, and I'll give it to her.
To Tamara? To Tamara.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Tell you what. How about I come back to you, Ruby, and I'm going to take Trey, and I'll take yours next as soon as it comes up. Okay, so Trey, go ahead and send me your, so Trey, TEL0395, I'm looking for your chat. There we go. Trey says, how is the board intentionally and actively pursuing diverse members to join the board? Okay, I'm looking for board hands. Thank you, Trey.
Denise, can you just repeat the first few words because it just went through me?
Oh, okay. Trey asks, how is the board intentionally and actively pursuing diverse members to join the board?
Does anybody on the board want to take this before me? Okay. We're at the beginning stages. As you've noticed, we went from 10 trustees to 5 trustees. So right now we're prioritizing and reorganizing everything. So what are we doing intentionally? First off, we got to have diversity training. We've got to look at that. We've also got to look at partnering with, I'm thinking, intergroups that have diversity and inclusion committees. I think offer an invitation for anyone who wants to have a conversation. So we're only at the beginning stage. If you have ideas, we're open. If you don't, if you want us to do the lion's share of the work, because I get the fact sometimes it's tiring, we are going to do the lion's share of the work. I don't have the magic answer today, but we are working on it. And it's conscious. It's on the board priority list. Thank you.
Okay, I don't see any other boards hand up. Ruby, I'm not seeing your question.
Just want to note, would love 4 minutes to this extended section now.
And Denise Fredericks had his hand up, but it's down again.
Is he? Okay. Okay, I am so sorry. I'm not seeing your question if you sent it, Ruby. To Tamara? Did you send it to Tamara? TAMARA?
I cannot hear, of course. I haven't gotten it.
Denise, do you know that you can open your chat window and make it larger?
There's a lot I don't know. But I've scrolled. I'm not seeing it. And nothing's been sent, you know, in the last.
Okay. Denise, I just sent you one from Web0506 that came in through Point of Information.
Oh, okay. It says, to any candidate, 2022's board seemed, and to others who voiced similar observations to me, that the tone and content of perhaps a majority, at least many attending delegates' input, that 2022 was the year of the critical parent. How can this quasi kind of dismissive and counterproductive atmosphere be rechanneled or hopefully prevented? Thank you.
Thanks, Denise. And Dove, do you want to take that one?
Yes. Do I need to raise my hand?
You're on. Go ahead.
You know, this is a place where it's a cooperative relationship between us all. We're all here first as an adult child. That's why I'm here. So I have my limitations. That's why I said in this year, I've had my stumbles and I've been humbled as a result of it, but I've grown as a result of that. So how do we change it? First off, the most important thing was we've recognized it. We see the potential of toxicity. Why do we have that? There's an element of trust that goes with that. I have to trust the delegates that you are actually coming from a, regardless of how it comes at me, that you are coming from a place of recognizing places where you have hurts or where you have things that you feel like you have not been heard. So that's the first place I go is, okay, I want to hear you. I want to show you the respect that I would like to receive from you. So it's a two-way street. It's a cooperative effort from all of us together. We're not out to get you, and we don't want to be gotten. That's not even a word. We don't want that either. I'll put it that way. We are here caring, and we're trying to do what represents that to you. So it's trust, I think. So I hope that answered.
Thank you, Dove. And I'll just add in like 10 seconds or 20 seconds to this is we're already doing it. We have a health and safety advisory team. We have they've been working to help provide a healthy conference. We're already starting to turn the tide. I would say to you, how could we not have an intercritical parent? I know I had one and still do occasionally, but she's more surviving now. We're all the big adult children. Our system is a big adult child. And we have to, in my opinion, we have to keep healing our world system. Thank you.
We're at time, but I think the group wants Ruby to go ahead and say something.
I have Ruby's question.
Would you go ahead and please read it for us?
Yes. She said, many people of color fear serving on committees due to unconscious microaggression. How do you trustees plan to address this issue?
I'll take that at first. And we have a health and safety advisory group. We need some people to join with diverse backgrounds. You don't know what you don't know. They're looking at all of this, and we made the health and safety advisory team report to the executive committee. That's how important this is, because we got to get it right for all our volunteers in our committees, and it's not just about one committee, it's about all committees. And so I'm also interested in hearing from you, and we'll be talking about it tomorrow again under policies. Delegates, what kind of world services do you want to have? What kind of world services do we want to have? And what kind of policy do we want to have? And let's talk about it more tomorrow. With that, I'll pass.
Thanks, Sue.
Just note to Denise a friendly thing that we out of the extended time for this section. I'm very sorry.
Boy, that goes fast. Okay. Well, thank you all for who submitted questions. And I guess this is the end.
You are please note that there will be further discussion with the delegates, and I think the board will be glad to receive your questions by email. With that, yeah.
I guess Denise? The only thing I would say is that the voting will be done, you know, after the end of today, and the directions will be at that last hour. So thank you all for wonderful questions, and I will end down.
I'd like to add on to what Edmund has said. If people want to send in questions, send it to secretary@acawso.org, and we will gather them and share them where we can. Find a place. We'll find a place for them.
Great. Okay.
I'm sorry, Denise, for interrupting you. Can you repeat what the ratification process, how it will proceed once again?
Just that voting on to ratify the board will happen at, you know, at the after the end of today, and then instructions will be given. But I think we probably already know how to vote now, so they'll just be in that, and then we will tomorrow we'll look if there's any minority opinions, then we will take those. And we'll then we will after the opinions to see if that changes anyone's vote, and if less than 40% of a membership say that no, then change your vote, then the vote stands. I hope I'm clear.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your service in this section. And thank to all the delegates who submitted questions. I think I can attest that the board is waiting for any question that you still have, truly. And I move to the next section. Since we had an extension, please be